Well, I've been doing a lot of cleaning. I've been keeping myself busy by cleaning, doing laundry. I might be out mowing the grass, not knowing how long this might be lasting. So I actually enjoy mowing the grass. I did that at our own home for a very long time and kind of missed that. So that would be fun.
Welcome to the Voices of Freedom podcast, where we sit down with the voices behind the scenes at Freedom 95. And now your host, Jeremy Butel.
Well, it's not every day that you get to FaceTime with the governor's wife, but we did this week. And we're happy to bring it to you. First Lady Janet Holcomb, a native of Muncie, Indiana, a businesswoman married to Governor Holcomb, who we've been hearing from a lot. But today we get to hear from the other half. First Lady Janet Holcomb on Twitter at FL Janet Holcomb. We'll hear about how the first dog Henry is holding up. She'll give us some pertinent information and ways to get a hold of government help and so much more. Thanks for listening. We're obviously living through history here. Do you wake up some days and come to the realization that you and the governor may have been strategically placed by divine appointment to lead our state through such a time as this?
Well, I don't, I guess, think about that too much.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's more, I think we're a bit more in just jumping in and solving every problem we possibly can. But yes, certainly God puts us where he needs us, I guess. So here we are, and we're just taking this day by day and doing everything we can to help every Hoosier we possibly can.
Do you remember the early days when you were sworn in, the kinds of conversations you had about what might be coming down the pike for you and the governor?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and it was a period of transition for us when we first took office, certainly.
Yeah.
And but never anticipated anything like this, for sure.
I bet. What are you learning about the spirit of Hoosiers through this? I imagine that was the first dog, Henry.
That was the first dog, Henry.
Good morning to him.
He's probably spotted a squirrel in the yard. So, I think what we've seen is what we've always known, really, from Hoosiers, and that is that we are people that just are absolutely willing to reach out and help our neighbors, to work together, to support one another. And there's such a great spirit of volunteerism and just a willingness to help people that we don't even know in this state.
Yeah.
And I always find that remarkable and something that is really worthy of celebrating.
Can you explain why the stay-at-home order is important right now for us?
Yes, I can. The stay-at-home order is the only way that we're going to be able to control the spread of the coronavirus. By isolating ourselves and keeping people away from areas where folks tend to congregate, we will limit the number of people that we each have contact with on a daily basis. So that is the only way we're going to be able to control the infection rate and the death rate here in the state. Those numbers continue to climb, unfortunately, and we will see them continue to climb for the next week or two. But we are preparing ourselves in the long run to mitigate the spread and to control this as much as we possibly can.
First Lady Janet Holcomb on Twitter at FL Janet Holcomb. Privileged to have her on the Voices of Freedom podcast. So can I ever leave my house under the current stay-at-home order? Can I leave my house?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You need to maintain a distance of at least 6 feet from anyone that you might encounter. But you're more than welcome to, and we actually encourage you to go out, take a walk. All of our state parks right now are still open.
Okay.
And there is no admission fee. So it's a great opportunity to go out and maybe go for a hike, ride your bike, get out of the house and get some fresh air. I think that's really important because our mental health is is critically important during this time too. And staying at home 24/7 is probably not the best way to take care of ourselves in that regard. So I think it's great to go out and get a little exercise, and it's a tremendous way to kind of relieve some stress. And, you know, certainly there's been a little degree of anxiety over this. And I think that getting out and getting some exercise and some fresh air really helps with that.
We already heard from First Dog Henry in the background. He's on Twitter as well. That is at First Dog Henry. What does he think of all this?
Well, he has enjoyed having mom and dad home a little bit more. Mom's been here pretty much 24/7 now. my husband's still going to the state house and working with a very small number of people there for daily briefings and updates from the health department and various entities in government agencies. But we've been out on several walks, and we try to get out every day. The weather's been a little prohibitive here a few days, but it seems to be getting a little bit nicer, and we're trying to take advantage of these nicer days. So he's enjoying it, and we've kind of gotten into a routine that that seems to be working.
He's one of the most fun Twitter follows, I might add. You mentioned about the importance of staying at home, but also the importance of getting out for a walk, maybe walk your dog. What about if I need help from the government right now? How does that work?
Well, there's a lot of different ways that the government is trying to provide assistance to Hoosiers. So, and different agencies are working in different capacities. The best comprehensive source of information from the state of Indiana is the website coronavirus.in.gov.
Okay.
And then if you're looking for health-specific information, whether you're a member of the general public or if you're a healthcare provider, you can call the State Health Department hotline, which is open day or night. And that number is 877-826-0011.
Okay.
They will provide recommendations on testing, on if you think you have the virus, what you should do. And they also have support there again for the healthcare providers in the state.
We talked about you're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For Twitter, it's at FL Janet Holcomb. Search First Lady Janet Holcomb on Facebook and Instagram. But you've been posting different things, some interesting videos lately. I saw in one of them you volunteered at the call center for the State Health Department.
Yes, the health hotline that I was just mentioning. I went in to volunteer there, learn how they were processing calls, and you know, wanted to thank the volunteers and folks who were working there and helping staff those hotlines all day and all night. So, yeah, it was a great opportunity for me to thank them and to kind of get a glimpse behind the scenes.
Yeah. What did you learn through that process?
I learned how committed our volunteers and our health department is. They've just been tremendous in making themselves available to help anyone and everyone that wants information or some direction on how to deal with this virus, either personally or in a professional healthcare setting.
Yeah.
And just to see how the scope and capacity of what they're doing is really inspiring. So
there was another video where you were donating blood. What's it like to give blood right now? I'm assuming it's a little bit different.
It was only different in that everyone is screened at the door when you walk in, and there is a critical shortage right now. So there are there were a number of off-site blood collection events scheduled. At the time when I went in to donate, which has been over a week now, they had already had 100 cancellations for events.
Wow.
So that has really depleted the supply for Central Indiana, and is consistent really across the Midwest and throughout the country. So it is still very safe. It is very organized, and the environment's sterilized. They screen you when you're coming in the door and ask you a series of questions about any health concerns or exposure you may have had They take your temperature, and if they feel like it's safe for you to proceed and go ahead and donate blood, then you're welcome to go through that process. So I encourage folks, if you're able and willing and feeling healthy and want to get out of the house, that would be a great way to give back to our community right now.
I also saw you were reading books to Hoosier kids on social media, which was a fun watch. What made you want to do that?
Yeah, I was thinking about all of the kids that are home right now, you know, that are out of school, that are probably feeling a little bit of cabin fever after, you know, we've been in this now for over a week, and I just wanted to reach out and give them a little break in their day and something to enjoy, something fun.
I think the one I saw was, it escapes me now, something Whiskers, right?
Old Whiskers, yes. Yeah, so it's a story of a goat that was owned by President Benjamin Harrison's grandson. And it's a true story. So it's a fun story that that I kind of enjoy. So that was the one I chose to read. Yes.
That's awesome. Are you, is it stretching you a little bit to be so active on social media?
No, I'm fairly active anyway.
Yeah.
Actually, my schedule has been pretty much canceled for the last, I'm usually very, very active and out quite a bit. And a lot out in our communities. I've been a little bit bored staying at home so much. So I've been so it's been fun to have ways to reach out and connect with people and keep myself busy.
That's awesome. You talked about walking the dog, obviously doing the things that we talked about on social media. But what is it like at the residence right now? What other kinds of things are you doing to keep your own spirits lifted?
Well, I've been doing a lot of cleaning. I've been keeping myself busy by cleaning, doing laundry. I might be out mowing the grass here in a few weeks, not knowing how long this might be lasting. So I actually enjoy mowing the grass. I did that at our own home for a very long time and kind of missed that. So that would be fun. And just trying to connect with people, just calling friends. And I've had several people who are in business that have reached out to ask for information, and just trying to connect those folks with resources.
And of course, joining us for a podcast, that's something we appreciate very much. A week ago, Monday, in the statewide address from the governor, he mentioned that he had takeout every day of the previous week. What ways can we be supporting small businesses still right now?
That is a great way to shop locally, support businesses and restaurants that are still open. A lot of small businesses that are able to provide services or products online are still shipping and doing things that they're able to do. And certainly restaurants, it's great to support them since they are closed for business other than for carry out service. So we've been eating out a lot, just different small locally owned businesses to support them. And I'll also add some additional information for businesses. Since the governor's stay-at-home order has impacted industry as well, if you are a business or industry and have questions regarding the order, we have a number with the state that you can contact, a hotline. That number is 877-820-0890. We also know that a lot of people have lost their jobs and may be in need of unemployment benefits. You can get information on unemployment at unemployment.in.gov.
Okay. Got a few more minutes here with First Lady Janet Holcomb on Twitter at @FLJanetHolcomb. I referenced the address a week ago Monday. Another thing the governor said, and this was a quote that I had written down, "If ever there was an essential service, our houses of worship are on top of that list, right next to our doctors and nurses." We know faith is important to a ton of the Freedom 95 listeners. What would be your message to pastors or maybe just churchgoers who are missing their gatherings terribly right now?
Well, our church has been sending out a video service, and so we have been connecting with our faith and pastor through video message that they've been doing on a weekly basis. So that's been very nice, and it's a really refreshing time to hear that uplifting message and that encouragement. So that's something that we've enjoyed. And the State House chaplain, Matthew Barnes, I know is organizing a prayer event as well. So we really encourage people to continue to acknowledge their faith, pray, and come together and pray for those who are serving us, particularly the people in our healthcare community really need our prayers right now.
Yeah. Have you been in contact with other first ladies around the nation, and what are those conversations like, if so?
I have, yes. That's one of the things that I've been doing every day or two, is just kind of reaching out to a couple of other first ladies. It's nice just to compare notes about what we are doing to address this in our states and how we are personally handling this. And it's also great just to encourage one another and just pass along support and let one another know that we're thinking of other states as well as our own, and working through this together.
I remember after 9/11, everybody came out of that acknowledging how horrible it was, but that there was good that came out of it. I know that this is a time of growth for people, for Hoosiers who are choosing to do so right now. What kinds of things do you hope that Hoosiers emerge out of this, having learned and maybe retaining for the remainder of their lives?
I think just remembering to connect with people around us. When I've been out walking Henry in our neighborhood, I just have noticed how much more willing people have been to wave and say hello from across the street. Or I've seen people sitting on their porch who've waved and greeted me, I guess, a little bit more readily than maybe they would have just a few weeks ago. So that's been kind of fun and encouraging, and probably in the same spirit that we saw after 9/11. I really hope that that will continue and that people will connect more with their communities, with their neighbors, and just build that spirit of we're all in this together, and we can all work together and make this as positive an experience as possible, but also just continue to support our communities and make this state a better place to live.
So we don't know when it gets back to quote unquote normal, but are there things that you're excited about? What are you most excited about doing when the self-isolation is over?
Getting together with friends, for sure. I had intended to spend some time with one of my nieces who was on spring break last week and was not able to do so. Yeah. So I'll be planning something with her. She's 12, and we always have a lot of fun together. And probably going out someplace for an event or going out to eat at a restaurant and getting out of the house a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned earlier praying for our doctors and nurses. What would be your message to healthcare professionals who are maybe laying their lives on the line every day, to delivery drivers, to first responders, and to the other essential people that are keeping the Hoosier State going?
Thank you. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You are absolute heroes, and we don't appreciate you enough, is what I would really want to say to them. Healthcare workers in particular are on the front line, and I think right behind that group would be our police, fire, paramedics, other folks who are kind of our unsung heroes, and we so appreciate what they do on a daily basis, but particularly during this time. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much for what you do.
Yeah, that's good. Got another minute or two with First Lady Janet Holcomb. Really appreciate your time. How can we be praying right now for you and the governor?
Oh, thank you very much. We are doing very well, and I think we're handling this as best we possibly can. My husband lost a lot of sleep at first, but you know, I think we're into a routine now and into a group where we have information coming in a steady stream, and we know that we're on the right trajectory and just need to continue this. We have more answers than we did initially. So yeah. I feel like my husband's a little bit more, not relaxed, certainly, but has a clear path, I guess,
that's
on how
good.
To deal with this. And so we greatly appreciate, so many people have reached out to with notes, with cards, just a little text message or email here or there to thank us. And we so greatly appreciate that. It's very kind and thoughtful. And we'll just continue to take it one day at a time.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, though, for thinking of us.
Absolutely. And one final thing, last but not least, Alec Gray, Freedom 95 alumnus. What's it like having him in your life?
So Alec works in communications now with the governor's office, and I work with him on a very regular basis. And he is a fantastic guy and is incredibly selfless. And I really appreciate working with Alec, and I know that you did as well. So
we did. I'll take a little bit of credit for his professional development, but not very much.
Good.
Just kidding.
Good, Jeremy.
Well, this has been a privilege. Let's revisit some of the ways to seek out help. We have coronavirus.in.gov.
Correct.
And then yes. The phone number 877-826-0011 for help.
That's right. With the Indiana State Department of Health hotline.
Yes. And then you gave a number for the small business help, I believe.
Yes. That number is 877-820-0890.
And then unemployment.
Unemployment.in.gov. One more I will add to you. If you are in need of food assistance, we know that a lot of people have seen dramatic income decrease due to this, due to closures and the coronavirus stay-at-home orders. If you are in need of food assistance, we don't want you to go hungry. Dial 211 or call 211 and you will be connected with a food bank near you.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, we know the Hoosier spirit is strong. We know we have good people in place, and just from the staff here and the Freedom 95 listeners, thank you to you and the governor for your leadership through this time.
Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate you as well. And the governor will be continuing his daily briefings at 2:30. So if you're looking for updates, that's a great time to watch or listen. And he'll provide daily information at 2:30.
Thanks for doing this. Perhaps we could do it again soon.
I would be happy to, Jeremy. Thank you very much.
Absolutely appreciate it.
Listening to the Voices of Freedom podcast on Freedom 95. For an audio archive, visit the podcast tab at freedom95.us.